4.
Mr. Grant. Oh, excuse me, go right ahead.
From the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report providing an update on the new fare collection system. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Grant.
And Supervisors, this is a progress report on the fare collection system project. Just to give you a brief update, 5 bids were received on the project. The Scheid and Bachman Company out of Burlington, Massachusetts, was determined to be the successful bidder, and all bidders were subsequently notified of our intent to award the contract to Scheid and Bachman. We are in the process of finalizing the terms of the contract. All bidders projected an average of 15 to 18 months to design, build, test, and install the entire system. Based on the Scheid and Bachman's preliminary project schedule, this system is expected to be completely installed by the last quarter of 2013. Are there any questions, Mr. Chairman?
Committee Member, Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When was this budget item passed? I feel like we did this a long time ago. I'm struggling with how long it takes to procure the system. And then the second part of that question, I guess, would be, why are we asking them to create some new proprietary system if what you told us in the last report is that 11 of our peer systems already have such a magnetic or stripe card or smart card system? Why would we not be able to get something that's known to work and that we could do more timely and not have such a long implementation?
In answer to your first question, Supervisor, I don't recall the exact point in time where the board directed Transit System to move forward with a new collection system, but it's been at least 2 years. I can get back to you on a specific date. And with respect to the second question, while I want to be clear that the technology that we're looking at is not new. It is, in fact, being used at other transit systems across the country. But what is unique here and what makes the system so complex is that it's not a product that you can just purchase off the shelf. It has to be actually built from the ground up by the manufacturer, and it's being built to our specifications. So, for example, our fare structure here in Milwaukee may be entirely different and is entirely different than a fare structure at another system, and therefore they must design the software to coincide with our fare structure. So there's complexity there, but I think the key with the extensive time that's needed to put the system together is that it's not off shelf. It has to be designed, and we anticipate meeting with Scheid and Bachman next week on that subject. It has to be built and it has to be tested. For example, Scheid and Bachman has indicated that they need at least 133 days just to design a system, and that would take us through December of 2012. At the same time, they will be working on the software development. The schedule that they've given us involves 152 days, and that will take us through March of 2013. Manufacturing or just building the system involves at least 216 days, which will take us through June of 2013. So this is a very complex system. And what we're essentially doing is not just replacing the fare box, we're replacing the entire fare collection system for the transit system. I hope that helps.
Okay. I guess I'm frustrated by that because, while I understand that the physical boxes aren't just sitting in a warehouse waiting mm-hmm. to be installed mm-hmm. because they only make them when they've got a customer. I mean, that's understandable, but it seems to me that the system itself, that we wouldn't need a new it's not new software, it's just reprogramming what the fare system is, and if that can't take that long because we're going to have situations where we're going to have 45 days from budget adoption to the beginning of the year where you're going to have to reprogram the system for new fares mm-hmm. all the time. So it would seem that we could have purchased a system that's already in use that could be replicated here far more easily than creating a new system. And I think that's why it's taken us 3 or 4 years here. And that's just frustrating because we're spending all this time now talking about an interim fare system and all this, and that's the problem that's been created by the lag in implementation. So I am frustrated. I haven't been on this committee to see the process, but I can only imagine for those of you who've been sitting through this more intimately how frustrating this must be.
Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb. Supervisor Haas, you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, praise the Lord and pass the bacon. We're finally getting new fare boxes next year. Progress, right? Mr. Chairman, I believe this would involve a smart card system. Mr. Grant, is it correct that it would be for smart cards? This would be a smart card system?
That's correct, Supervisor.
Okay. Will the new fare boxes, will they change the way that transfers are used? Will transfers be changed as a result of the fare boxes?
Well, the new system will allow us to actually eliminate paper transfers. A transfer can be embedded in a smart cart, and the system will automatically, once a customer pays their fare, the system will automatically embed it to transfer time onto the smart card.
Interesting. Very good. I've heard there's a wish in the community to be able to use a smartphone to be able to buy a bus fare, paper bus fare. Do you know if that would be possible with the new system that we're putting in place?
Excuse me, Supervisor Haas, I believe that's item 5. We have an informational report on that. Okay. Okay.
The system does include the ability for individuals to purchase fares through the internet. Whether or not we will have a iPhone or Android app to coincide with that, I'm not certain at this point whether or not that will be the case. But it's certainly an option that we will be looking at, particularly as we look to make real-time information available.
And have operators been given an opportunity to have input into how the new fare boxes will be implemented, or what their capabilities are, even things as basic as their look and feel? You know, that might sound very superficial, but in fact it's very important, because this is the device that both the operators and the passengers will be using every day. You know, so have the operators been given any opportunity to have in feeling of input into that?
Well, I believe so. To the extent that we have tried to work through the labor representatives of the drivers in discussing plans to move forward with the fare collection system. Now, we have not actually had fare boxes in where one can touch and feel, if you will, but the design and makeup of a fare box is fairly straightforward. There are not many differences in the fare box compared to the one that we have today. Other than that, we'll have new capabilities.
And okay.
Well,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jersey. Then Supervisor.
You know, I like to kind of look at things from the consumer's point of view, and with regard to these, I assume someone's going to be buying a smart card, and they can buy a smart card in any amount. If I want to spend $100 on a smart card, I can purchase a smart card, and it's loaded up for $100. I would then like to be able to get on the Amtrak if I want. go to a certain place, get off the Amtrak with my same card, get on a bus, and get to my specific location. That's the way a consumer would like to see transit cards work. You already have a system like that in very large metro areas like New York, for example. I'm frustrated, along with some of my colleagues, about the length of time this is taking. That being said, I have asked before that we not, you know, put on blinders and only think of the bus fare system. Are we working while we're doing all this to try to make this seamless between other modes of public transportation? Are we talking to Amtrak? Are we making sure that we can get this smart card to use with other systems? Is that even being looked at in the planning? Thank you.
At this time, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that is not part of the planning at this time.
Any other questions?
I guess the answer is no. Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to reiterate the frustration with this prolonged, the issue with this prolonged time frame. The contractor has, what other cities have they implemented fare box systems or been contracted to design fare box systems?
I don't know what other cities off the top of my head Shine and Brockman has worked with, but what I can tell you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, is with respect to this fare collection system, the research that we've done shows that the time frame that's needed to procure and install this system is on average what other transit systems across the nation have experienced, if not a longer time frame.
Supervisor Lipson, comment.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. So just following up on some of the points that have been raised about new variations on the technology, like smartphone. I think there was some confusion about whether this was getting into the next item about notification on your smartphone about where buses are. But I think what he really meant was, you know, that you're able to make a purchase over your phone, get a one of those little barcode things and be able to, you know, scan your phone and not have a... Basically, your phone becomes your smart card or becomes one of the forms of smart cards that this fare system could read. But I guess I'm, and then Supervisor Jurcik raises another alternative, which is that you've got compatibility with other fare systems, of other systems, other transit systems. I guess I'm wondering, at what point in the process are we going to know what S&B is actually proposing to provide us? If even if we didn't know to ask for those things 2 years ago or whenever we wrote the RFP, if they are in fact a leading vendor and know what things are available, when are they going to tell us how cutting edge we're going to be or whether we're going to buy a system that's effectively designed around the technology of several years ago?
Supervisor, Mr. Chairman, we should know that shortly. As I indicated earlier, we anticipate having a design meeting with Shining Blockchain as early as next week, and I anticipate that to happen. So, you know, I certainly will be exploring the questions on technology that are being raised here in terms of whether you can make a purchase or your system can be designed to allow a purchase over the internet to add value to the smart card. You know, we'll take a look at that. As we're just getting into the design phase of this project.
All right. And then I guess the question functionally, Mr. Chairman, is whether all authority has been delegated now to the department to just proceed through this, or does this at some point come? I mean, is there another approval in the phasing of this, or they're just going to proceed? I mean, what prevents us from, other than your good record, what prevents us from potentially buying a system that does not do the things that we want, and we effectively get an out of date system here next year? Is there any review or approval process beyond the department? I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, at this point, once we have issued a purchase order to purchase a system, we've actually made a commitment to have the system designed and built according to the specifications that we included in the RFP. So I'm not aware that there's any other process for approval beyond moving forward and getting the project done.
Well, so that's my concern, is that seems to indicate to me that any of the technologies that we've discussed or anything that's been developed mm-hmm. over the last couple of years is probably not included in the system, and unless there's some process to move towards that, I mean, you can inquire about it, but they're going to say that wasn't what you asked for, and we didn't know that you wanted to be state-of-the-art. We thought you wanted to be 2008 or something. I'm deeply concerned that we're gonna buy a state of the art system for 2008 that we'll get in 2013.
Any other questions, comments, Supervisor Mayo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that the committee will ask from Mr. Grant and also from the vendor to keep us up to date and also find out what things can we have added on for options to be for this new system. And I think a number of our committee members have stated very clearly that they want more options so people have be friendly usually. And I think at the next meeting, Mr. Chairman, I would like you to ask Mr. Grant just to follow up with the technology skills that he's meeting with the vendor to see what options can we have in there. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from committee? Oh, sorry. Supervisor Jersey.
One follow-up concern, and I think Supervisor Lipton was touching on it somewhat, but once we've gotten a vendor, we want to make sure that we are not purchasing something with proprietary rights, which we will never be able to get out from under mm-hmm. because we've spent money with that vendor who's going to force us into their specific services that don't in any way communicate with anyone else. And I'm always concerned about that. So is the vendor protecting themselves, or are we really getting what we want?
Okay, I understand.
Any other Supervisor Bowen?
When would be the time to request a timeline on this project? Might be people.
I think today would be appropriate to ask Mr. Grant to provide our staff with what they see as their projected timeline and disseminate that amongst the committee and the board.
I can certainly do that, Mr. Chairman.
Right, we'd like to have it prior to the next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions from committee? Thank you. Then, Madam Clerk, we'll be moving on to